Let's take a look at higher education. So many people are convinced that receiving a good education is a way for many, many people to be empowered to do their part to live a good quality of life and to help, if they're married, if they have families, if they have children, to help their families live a good quality of life and their children move on to be empowered to get a good education and live a good quality life. The Republicans have passed their long-desired tax bill, which is truly an overhaul of taxes. But as I have asked before, is it just a major overhaul, a major restructuring of our taxes, or is it also a major overhaul and restructuring of other aspects of American life? We're taking a look at what Chronicles of Higher Education have to say about the tax bill, the new tax law, the Republican tax law, and higher education. And to get right to the point, they were sharing why they hate the GOP tax proposals, particularly when it comes to higher education. I'll share with you some of the concerns as they were about mid-December, and then where they are closer to the end of December after the about the time that the tax bill is becoming law. It's there now. It is law. These are some of the concerns that leaders in higher education expressed. One of them has to do again with the fact that there are measures that are designed to curtail state appropriations for college and to curtail college fundraising, or at the very least could have those effects. Lucy Dedayan is a senior researcher at the Rockefeller Institute of Government. And she said that the bill would reshuffle the tax burden among various income groups without any coherent strategy. The greatest impact more than likely would be on high tax states such as California and New York and New Jersey. Do you suppose it is just a mere coincidence that three states that tend to be predominantly Democratic are the ones that would have see the greatest impact with regards to this tax and its impact on higher education? California, New York, and New Jersey. Do you suppose that's just coincidental? Overall, the legislation would lower the corporate tax rate, as we know, from 35% to 21%. It would decrease the number of tax brackets for individual filers and double the standard deduction for individual filers. Other notable measures include limiting deductions for mortgage interest paid and limiting deductions for state and local taxes paid. Who do you suppose will be hit hardest by those limitations? Limiting the amount of deductions for mortgage interest paid. Limiting the amount of deductions for state taxes paid and for local taxes paid. How do you think this is going to pan out for America? A proposed tax on the endowment earnings of the wealthiest colleges remained in the bill. Now, think about this now. One of the reasons that so many people really, really like the Republican agenda is because Republicans are all about less government, having Big Brother have less of an impact on our lives. We'll have a whole lot of people who will be able to take smaller deductions for the mortgage interest that they pay. Will that be less of an impact on American lives? a whole lot of people are going to be able to have fewer deductions for state taxes paid and local taxes paid. Is that less of an impact on our lives? Is that less government intrusion, as some people love to call it, into the lives of Americans? Taxing the endowment earnings of the wealthiest colleges. One of the beautiful things about a lot of these wealthy colleges is that many of them were doing more and more to make it possible for people with very little financial means to attend college, and some of the best colleges in the country. And now the Republicans have proposed they are going to be taxing the endowments of these wealthy colleges. Less intrusion by the government, huh? More of this probably next week. Till the next time, have a good one.